All right. One, two, three. This is my third press conference since the last game. We shouldn't have too many more questions.
Good morning. Coach, how do you generate offense?
Subdued, too.
You like this one today?
Well, it's very subdued for you.
Well, it's Saturday morning, so it's chilly.
It is.
It's bolt blue. Generating offense, how do you go about it? I know there were some line adjustments yesterday. What's your approach?
You want to know how you generate offense? You play defense. And when you're playing defense as a five, and you've got good gaps, and your forwards are back pressuring, you're playing zone to zone to zone. That's how you create turnovers. That's how you get rushes. That's how you create offense. And it sounds like it doesn't make sense, but it truly does, because that's how it works. When you're stretching out, when you're trying to score a goal all in one pass, it doesn't work. And we got to get back. We defend as a five, play every zone as a five, and that's how it starts.
Do we make too much of line combination changes, or when you're trying to make adjustments?
I don't know. I guess you make too much of it if it doesn't work. You know, when it works, you know, how many times you've been down in a game and you switch up some lines and you score a couple goals and says, oh wow, those line combinations worked. And then there's a lot of times that same thing, you switch them up and nothing works, and thinking, oh my God, what was it? What happened there? So as a coach, you are trying to put the guys in the best position to succeed. That's all we're doing. And what's going to help us win a hockey game? Clearly injuries don't help, because you're constantly shuffling things around. But you know, it's natural instinct here when guys are pressing a little bit is to move them around and see if they can find something that works. And we're going to keep doing that tonight.
Is there a point in the season where you'd like to have those line combinations set for good?
Yeah, all season. As I said, though, like injuries really affect that, especially, you know, we've had guys get not be able to play right before warm-ups. Guys in the morning skate, we've got them penciled in to go. We think we've got some synergy going, and then later in the afternoon, they're not. So it's been a weird year in that respect, and we've just had some tough, nagging injuries on some guys that it's been hard for them to overcome. But yeah, as a coach, we'd love to have be able to just keep rolling the same guys over the bench, knowing that everything's going to be okay. But right now, we're still trying to find ourselves a little.
How do you have to play against Pittsburgh?
We got to play fast. We have to defend. That's it. That's what you have to do. You have to defend. They're going to get their chances. They're a North-South team. They haven't changed an ounce since the playoffs. They've just picked up right where they left off, and they got a good team. They're really deep too, so you can't. It's not like you can take any lines for granted. You got to play hard every shift and defend. And if you defend, things should be okay.
Is Vasilevskiy here tonight?
Vasilevskiy is in that tonight.
His last two games were kind of rough for him. It's just rough games, rough patch. Or
young kid, he's still finding his way in the NHL. But for me, he's had way more good ones than he has had rough patches. And I think that's a little bit more indicative of the way our team's played as opposed to how our goaltenders have played. And I think one has just kind of got in tune with the other. Our goalies have bailed us out a ton this year. We just haven't bailed our goalies out. But we're really, really happy with Vasi's development.
He had to play these guys seven times, too.
Yeah. Was that a follow-up, or were we just having a conversation?
I'm just being kumbaya.
All right, boy.